This is, of course, Labor Day weekend, but for thousands of workers who've lost their jobs in the recent spate of corporate meltdowns, there's little to celebrate. John Sweeney, president of the AFL-CIO, has been touring the country with laid-off Enron and WorldCom workers, touting the organization's new rallying cry, no more business as usual. Labor leaders like Sweeney say the recent corporate scandals offer an opportunity for unions to regain members and regain relevance in national politics. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Union membership in the United States has declined steadily since the 1950s. Today, it's at its lowest point since the Great Depression, with less than 10% of private sector workers in unions. But labor leaders say the disenchantment and distrust generated by the recent corporate scandals is going to drive more workers into labor's camp. Earlier this summer, at a rally on Wall Street, the head of the AFL-CIO, John Sweeney, lashed out at what he called corporate pirates, executives who took home hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation while causing crushing losses to stockholders and workers. Frank Pelos, an iron worker from Local 40 in New York City, waves in the direction of the New York Stock Exchange and says he's fed up with the antics of Wall Street.
You know, they want you to invest in America, but the people who are running the investments are they're thieves. So what are you supposed to do?
Pelos says in the 1990s, corporate America duped workers with promises about the power of the new economy and the long-term riches of individual retirement accounts. He says executives got a king's ransom, but workers were left with shriveling retirement accounts and little job security.
You know, maybe unionism wasn't a bad idea after all. Maybe we should get back into the pension system again.
At rallies from Connecticut to Colorado, the AFL-CIO leadership is appearing with laid-off workers from bankrupt companies to call for corporate reform. Union leaders say the misbehavior of executives and the sight of former Wall Street darlings in handcuffs is a marketing boon for labor.
This is a call to arms of people in America against the abuse of corporate power.
Bruce Rayner, president of the Union of Needle Trades, Industrial and Textile Employees, predicts that union membership will jump in the coming months. He says the corporate scandals have reinvigorated workers' interest in unions.
We're the only force in society with the power, the independence, and our own resources to be able to confront corporate America. So we're going to be there in that regard. In addition, the American unions only get power by organizing more American workers. And right now, I would say that a corporate executive saying to his workers, trust me, you don't need a union, is not exactly a popular phrase.
But the greed of the high-flying stock market didn't just infect business executives. Unions have a scandal of their own involving some members of the board of the union-controlled Ulico, formerly the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. Several union presidents are accused of making hundreds of thousands of dollars personally off an investment Ulico made in the now bankrupt telecommunications company Global Crossing. Even in labor circles, not everyone is convinced that the stream of stories about accounting scandals at major American companies will translate into more union members. Michael Yates, a professor emeritus at the University of Pittsburgh and the author of Why Unions Matter, says in the best of times, there are significant barriers to organizing workers, and in an economic downturn, they're even higher.
The threat of becoming unemployed in a downturn is so severe. That's what's so disheartening about the inability of organized labor to gain during the big boom in the 90s. I mean, what a golden opportunity. And it didn't happen.
Richard Hurd, a professor of labor studies at Cornell University, agrees with Yates that what labor needs most right now is increased membership, and the corporate scandals won't necessarily give them that anytime soon. But Hurd suggests that there is a political opening right now for organized labor, that lawmakers and ordinary Americans are somewhat more receptive to the message that workers need protection.
To the extent that unions can improve their role as an effective political voice for working people, I think that that in the long run enhances their likelihood of influencing the legal framework in a way that makes it possible for unions to grow as a share of the workforce. But clearly we're not talking about something that's going to happen overnight.
Ultimately, if labor is going to capitalize on the corporate scandals, it needs to do more than just make the case that CEOs sometimes go bad. It needs to show that unions can offer real protection and a better life for American workers. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.